So thank you and welcome everyone to Sensory Podcast. This is a platform where we try to make an intersection between neuroscience research and human experience, making some of those tips available for our daily living towards a better brain health. My name is Osarime Abe, and I'm hosting this special episode of the podcast, looking at April, which marks both an autism awareness month and also stress awareness month. These are very important topics and brain health, and this is giving us a very unique opportunity to be able to examine how diverse neurological experiences could even shape our understanding of human condition, no matter the spectrum. And so today I'm joined by Dana Zamek to discuss this very important topic, the spectrum of human divergence. And this will be taking us just beyond the normal or the traditional looks that we know about human divergence. We'll be looking into a deeper understanding of how neurodiversity, particularly autism, could affect or we have different neurotype and experience, and how we can also manage stress. Again, I'm thrilled to have Dana join me on the call, and she's a neurodiversity advocate and also a researcher, and I would just allow Dana to introduce herself.
Thank you. I'm really delighted to be here, and I'm really looking forward to be part of this very important topic, which is very close to me personally as well. So yes, I'm a neurodiversity consultant. I spent over a decade working with people and children on the autistic spectrum and other neurodivergent conditions. I worked in different settings, in schools and with people one-to-one, and I was consulting families, and I did inclusive research as well. So it's a mixture of different approaches in understanding and working with or within the neurodiversity field.
Thank you so much, Dana. Thank you again for making our time out of your very busy schedule to
pleasure
this important topic. So let's start this way. Looking at the spectrum of human divergence, looking at this topic, it looks more like a sandwich of English words, but I know that you will be able to help unfold this concept and take us beyond the traditional classification of neurological differences and to take the floor.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have to say, I really do like the term, the spectrum of human divergence. And the reason I like it, because that sort of terminology and the language we use, it's really about acknowledging that the human brains are wired differently. And it's not about a problem to be fixed, but a reality to be embraced. So that's actually moving away from a historically previous understanding of neurodivergent conditions that had a lot of negativity and stigma, and the intervention approach and any sort of supporting approach was more focused on fixing people rather than understanding what they are and adapting in the environment to who they really are. So instead of viewing neurodivergence as a set of deficits and disorders and disability, we should see it as a range of human experiences and a way of processing the world. However, it's very important to say here that many people actually with neurodivergent conditions do identify as disabled people. So we have to actually allow that sort of spectrum of identification and the support they need. So we can't really move away from disability, because sometimes people need a level of support that we have to actually understand as a kind of disability. Having said that, that kind of support doesn't really move away understanding and adapting environment to them.
That was great. And I want to just take this as a follow-on. Now, narrowing it down to autism, which is what we're trying to create awareness about, celebrating Autism Awareness Month, the month of April. More specifically, I would like to expand on shifting this perspective when it comes to neurodiversity with the peculiarity in autism.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So viewing autism through the lens of human divergence is incredibly important. And I think it's really, really helpful for people on the autistic spectrum. There is still a lot of work to be done, but